Hear it here first.
Give us 20 minutes. We'll give you Northeast Nebraska. Jeffrey Stephan, Mornings News Talk, WJAG.
All right, welcome in, gang. 7:42 here, the debut episode of Ask the Doctor, brought to you by Midwest Health Partners. And Dr. Keith Verbicki joins us live in the studio this morning. Dr. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good to have you here.
Oh, same here.
How many years have you been practicing here in Norfolk?
About 40 years. Can you believe that?
40?
Yeah. Got here in 83 and been here ever since. And it's been a pleasure serving the community and raising my family here.
What's your story? I know, but for the benefit of the listeners here, where did you grow up and everything?
Clarkson, Nebraska, a small town, grocery business. And got interested in medicine and attended Creighton University and did my undergraduate, graduate residency there. And then in 83, moved with my wife, Karen, here to Norfolk and practicing since.
So if I were to properly pronounce your name the Clarkson way, would it not be Verbitsky?
You're right on. You must have Czech in you.
I've just learned. I guess I've been here long enough, and I've learned that. So each month we're going to kind of focus on a theme here. And so I want to dive right into this here. We wanted to talk breathing today. Why are so many of us breathing so poorly, and how do we fix it?
Well, indeed, you know, breathing is so important. We do it 20,000 times a day, and we don't, 80% of us do it improperly, and the reason is we're breathing through our mouth instead of our nose.
A mouth breather, yeah.
God gave us this nose to breathe through, 25% of the real estate on our face, but yet after being born, gradually as children, we convert from nasal to mouth breathing, and it has serious consequences for our overall health. And it's really impressive what a difference it makes to our general health if we breathe properly.
So, question from the audience. Are there any specific benefits to nasal breathing for people who have allergies?
For sure. You can many times cure your allergies. Allergies are brought on by toxins that are brought into the body and histamines are formed. You know, our nose is meant to breathe. It has hairs, it has mucus lining, it has turbinates, and it has nitric oxide in the sinuses. So if we bring air into our lungs through the nose, we are filtering all of those toxins out. And just the simple fact of converting from mouth to nasal breathing can significantly improve allergy symptoms, and we see this all the time. So one of the first things we'll tell patients is, hey, let's look at how you're breathing and then give them some breathing exercises to start relearning how to breathe through the nose instead of the mouth. And just that alone many times will improve their allergies and asthma as well.
So I don't mean to do a commercial for a particular product, but I've always wanted to ask a doctor about this. I think I might get the name wrong. It's a device where people run fluid, water, I assume, up through the nasal passages and out the other side.
Neti pot.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. You know, some saline, and some people put some inositol in that to just help clear the toxins out of the nasal cavity that they have breathed in and that are stuck in the nose. Mm-hmm. Decreases congestion as well. So I think most authorities in the ear, nose, and throat field do endorse neti pot use.
So the breathing problems, if they persist, can they bring on other conditions or maybe exacerbate current conditions like, I don't know, diabetes, if you've had a stroke, acid reflux, things like that?
All the above, you know, heart disease, heart failure, stroke, et cetera. Because by nasal breathing, people don't realize we oxygenate our body 20% more than if we're bringing air into our lungs through our mouth. 20% is a lot. And the reason is that in our paranasal sinuses, we have cells up there that release nitric oxide, a gas that vasodilates our blood vessels and improves oxygen exchange. The balance between oxygen and carbon dioxide is also better with nasal breathing. So, and in focusing on children, you know, we're born and we're nasal breathing, and we encourage mothers to breastfeed because babies are nasal breathing.
Oh, man.
But if we stop the nasal breathing, there's a direct correlation with serious dental issues.
Dental!
Crooked teeth is a major brought on by mouth breathing. Upper respiratory infections, again. So imagine if we continue to have our children nasal breathe as they grow up, no more crooked teeth, no more orthodontics, and healthier, no allergies, no ear infections, etc. So, you know, it's a major, major, major thing for us to realize. And as parents, grandparents, I'm encouraging people to start watching your babies as they're growing up, the children. Our indigenous cultures do that. The Indian population, historically, mothers really paid attention to how their babies would breathe. And as they're growing up, they actually had breathing classes. And if you look at pictures of people, they have that nice, prominent, jaw-forward look to them. And their teeth are perfect. And it's all because they grew up breathing correctly through their nose.
Wow. Never, ever imagine that caused dental issues. Another question from the audience. And this would be a question that Jeffrey would ask, too. I was a marginal athlete in high school, but I remember coaches always saying the benefits to nasal breathing during exercise, physical activity, cross country especially, the coach would say, breathe through your nose.
Yeah, he was totally right. And, you know, professional athletes are now realizing that this is very true, because athletic performance, because of improved oxygenation, significantly improves. And if we nasal breathe, we're holding more carbon dioxide in our blood and exchanges oxygen better. So many of the world-class athletes are now going to pulmonauts, as they're called, and they're learning how to breathe through their nose. They're doing breathing lessons. And, you know, in 1968, it's interesting, the America's Olympic team started to take classes through a pulmonaut that taught them how to nasal breathe. And in the Mexico City, they broke all the world records. They won all the golds. And it was blamed on the fact that they were nasal breathing.
There you go, gold medal. You get a gold medal for breathing through the nose. That's awesome. Okay, just about out of time, and I don't want to run out without asking this question here. Your specialty is OB, obstetrics.
Right.
Delivered my twin boys back in 1994. I just told him not to really age you or me. They're going to be 30 years old this year.
Awesome.
But it was, you know, you just can't, anybody who's had children, you just can't describe it, and those were our first. Question from the audience. My nephew came into the world 2 weeks ago today weighing 9 pounds, 2 ounces, but there were complications during the birth that has kept him in the NICU. During the birth, he ended up getting hung up and had to be suctioned out and has had some seizures that have now subsided that doctors say were maybe caused by a stroke. So what would constitute a baby getting stuck during the birthing process? His size, 9 pounds, 2 ounces?
Probably the size, yeah. That's a large baby. It depends if it's their first or second baby, if they've had previous deliveries, et cetera. So, you know, we chart the course of labor with descent and dilation and descent, and then sometimes have to make a decision whether or not a cesarean section is necessary due to the baby not descending through the birth canal.
Right. Should his parents expect any long-term effects from the suffered stroke during birth? Now, that might not be a fair question because I know you're not familiar with the case, but just generally speaking, is...
Yeah, you know, babies have a significant resilience to recover. And so every case is individualized, but indeed, because of their ability to recover even from serious events and brain tissue and is very resilient at that age. So hopefully with God's grace, the baby will recover and have no ill effects.
9 pounds, 2 ounces, man. You know, I could be an Outland Trophy winner someday, right?
Amen.
Holy cow. Hey, by the way, we have another guest in the studio, Doctor. Who's our guest tagging along with you today?
Yeah, Josiah. He's a student that is with me from Creighton University, and I really enjoy taking students. Every month we have a new student with us, and they rotate through our practice and exposing them to rural medicine, which is the best place to be, in my opinion.
Oh, God love you. God love you for your service to Norfolk and Northeast Nebraska. Really looking forward to doing this with you every month.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. And by the way, check out the t-shirts too. Thanks for the t-shirt. Win by a nose, breathe right. And there's a picture of a nose on there. So I'm going to try to be a good nose breather.
Welcome to the Nose Club.
Thanks, guys. There you go. That is Ask the Doctor for this month here, brought to you by Midwest Health Partners. It is 7:53. We'll wrap up with sports next.
It's here. The